seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. As you well know, dear listeners, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We find in the history books that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was intentionally arrested and he was thrown into dark prisons where he remained for many years. We also find in the history books that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was put under some of the most severest of tortures, and they made him suffer from pain and misfortunes. But the beauty and the behaviors and the akhlaq, the morals and ethics, and this perseverance and patience and steadfastness of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam resulted in that despite these trials and tribulations and tortures and imprisonment and pains and misfortunes and sufferings, Imam al-Kazim never grumbled, nor did he complain, nor did he whine, nor did he show any impatience towards all that befell upon him. And rather, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam showed gratitude to Allah. He praised and worshipped Allah more than even the people who weren't facing all of these different calamities and tragedies. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam thanked and praised Allah for giving him the time and the dedication to serve and obey Allah. These are the dialogues of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام من طلب هذا الرزق من حله ليعود به على نفسه وعياله كان كالمجاهد في سبيل الله عز وجل فإن غلب عليه فليستدن على الله وعلى رسوله صلى الله عليه وآله ما يقوت به عياله.
إمام موسى الكاظم عليه السلام stated, "One who seeks to gain sustenance for himself and his family in a lawful manner is as the one who fights in the way of Allah. But if he is unable to do so, he may incur debt, trusting in Allah and his Prophet in order to ensure provisions for his family."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. We find in the different conversations and the beautiful dialogues of
the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, that he urged and recommended and almost ordered his companions to accompany religious scholars, ulama, and to sit with them. Now, when Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam talks about sitting with the religious scholars, and of course we're talking about the good, righteous, noble, honorable religious scholars, Imam al-Kazim is not simply saying to sit with them. Of course, what means is to talk with them. And in other places, if we make it even a little more specific and precise, is to actually listen to them. On a quick tangent, some of our brothers and sisters have a tendency to just go and merely argue for argument's sake or to debate just for the sake of debating. This is incorrect, this is improper, and it is considered rude and arrogant. When one is faced with a wise and knowledgeable scholar, religious scholar, an alim, a knowledgeable scholar of the deen of Islam, one should listen more than one should speak. And so here Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says, in order for one to be able to benefit from the science and the teachings and the education and the morals of these religious scholars, and in order to follow the behavior of these religious scholars, which of course these religious scholars, noble, righteous, honest, truthful religious scholars, are actually the ones who are following the sciences and the morals and the behaviors of the Ahlul Bayt, the divinely appointed Imams and the Holy Prophet and the Quran. And so this is why we follow the religious scholar, because the religious scholar is more accurately and more precisely following the Ahlul Bayt, the Quran, and the Word of Allah. And so here Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says to his companion in this conversation that talking with a religious scholar on dung hills is better than talking with an ignorant person on cushions. And so here the reference to dunghills has come because that's not exactly one of the nicer things for an individual to sit on, a heap of dung. But Imam al-Kazim is saying that to sit on a heap of dung and speak with a religious scholar, a noble, righteous religious scholar who will surely guide you towards the path of Allah, is better than talking with a person who is ignorant, even if it is on the softest and most comfortable of cushions. So again, the emphasis and the need to talk with the noble and righteous religious scholars, and on the other hand, the commandment and the order to refrain from talking to ignorant people. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Atar, the producer of this program, and at this moment I want you to listen to a shorter speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam.
So Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam is saying there are two hujjat. One is that aql, which is daruni, which is in us, that we have. And then there is aql, which is outside, which is the hujjat of God, which is the proof of God. Because there is a possibility of the internal aql being influenced from outside. The internal aql making an error. If that internal aql makes an error, then you have the imam outside. Because that is why qiyas in our school of thought is not considered as a valid methodology in jurisprudence. So therefore, qiyas is your opinion, your intellectual calculation, but there is hujjat which is outside. That, yes, aql is one of the hujjat. From those four, you have the kitab, you have the sunnah, You know, you have the Taqreer Masum, Qawl Masum, you have the Quran, right? And then Aql as well, and consensus, which is the Ijma. So Aql is one of them that is there. But if this Aql goes against the Hujjat, it is not accepted.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, Fi Amanillah, and God bless you all.
خلق الله يا من قد جئت فينا